Zegt Tal Perkwein Mishne Dalet Eishes Chav Shenichal Eishes Amar Tuchenes Betok Bezel. The wife of a chaver, who left the wife of an amar grinding in her house. The wife of a chaver is the same as her husband. Her husband is a chaver, somebody who is careful about Tumah and Tara. And the wife of an amar is the same as her husband, and amar is ignorant about Hilchas, Tumah, and Tara. And therefore, anything an amar would come into contact with, he would be Matami, since he does not know the dinim. It could be that he is Tami. And if the Eishes chaver had an Eishes amar grinding in her house, and the Eishes chaver left the house, so she doesn't know whether the Eishes amar, when she was in the house, came into contact with the kelim in the house. The Mishnah says the din is as follows: Paska harechayim habayis tamei. If at any time while the Eishes amar was grinding in the house, the mill stopped. In such a case, the kelim in the house are tamei. Since the mill was not running for a certain amount of time, the Eishes amar had the opportunity to come into contact with the kelim in the house. Lo paska harechayim ain't tamei ela ad makom shehi yachola lifshayt es yada. But if the entire time that the Eishes HaMa'arit was in the house, the mill never stopped running. So we know that the Eishes HaMa'arit did not go around the house coming into contact with the kelim of the house. In such a case, only the kelim that are within arm's reach of where the Eishes HaMa'arit is grinding, those kelim are tamei, since she can come into contact with those kelim while she is grinding, but the other kelim in the house remain tar. Hayushnayim. If the Eishes HaMa'arit left the house, leaving two wives of Amart grinding in the house. Benkachu benkach habayis tamei. Shachat tochenes v'achat mishameshes divrei Rabbi Meir. In such a case, whether or not the mill stopped, all the kelim in the house are tamei, because one of the Eishes Amart could be grinding while the other one is walking around the house coming into contact with the kelim, according to Rabbi Meir. As a fact that the mill was running the entire time does not prove that both of the Eishes HaMa'arit were grinding that time. It could be only one was grinding and the other one was walking around the house coming into contact with the kelim. The Chacham Maimrim ain't tamei elad makom shehen yicholon lifshoit es yadam v'liga. According to the Chachamim, even in such a case where there are two Eishes HaMa'arit grinding at the same time in the house of the Eishes Chaver, all the kelim in the house are tar, with the exception of the kelim that are within arm's reach of the Eishes HaMa'arit. As even in such a case that there are two Eishes HaMa'arit, we're not afraid that one of them stopped working and started walking around the house. And since we know that they were working, they were grinding in the house, we don't suspect that only one of them was working and the other one was walking around the house. Somebody who is a chaver, somebody who knows the deed of Hilchos Tumah and Tara, and he left his house, leaving Amart to guard his house, and Amart is ignorant about Hilchos Tumah and Tara, and the Rabbanim were gozer, that when Amart comes into contact with the kelim of a chaver, those kelim are tamei. Bizman shehu roeh hanichnasim ve'etz hayotzim. As long as the chaver didn't go too far away, that he still can see who enters or exits the house, so if a nida or a zav would enter the house, he would see it. Ha'arichim v'amashkin u'klecharis ha'psuchim t'meim. Any food or drink or open earthenware kelim in the house are now tamei. As Amart, who was guarding the house, would be matamei these things. As these things become tamei by contact, and the Rabbanim were going to that Amart that comes into contact with the kelim of a chaver, those kelim are tamei, and so too because of the contact with the arichim or mashkin of the chaver, the arichim or mashkin would be tamei. And it's not only open earthenware kelim which would become tamei, but all kelim would be tamei. The reason why the Mishnah mentions open earthenware kelim is because the Mishnah will now differentiate between open earthenware kelim and sealed earthenware kelim. But the truth is, all kelim would be tamei, since we're afraid that Amar, who's guarding the house, came into contact with the kelim of the chaver, and he would be matamei then. Avo hamishkavos to hurt. But the kelim in the house that are used for laying down on, or sitting on, or sealed clay charis, those kelim would be tar. And since the chaver didn't go too far away, and he can see that no zav or nida entered the house, so therefore these kelim which would only become tamei from a zavar nida, would remain tahar. As mishkavos and moshavos can become tamei medras, if somebody who is a zavar or nida would lie down or sit down on them, they would become an abba tumah, the tumah's medras, but only a zav or a nida or a zava would make something into tumah's medras. And ama aret would not make tumah's medras, as the rabbana were not gozer that they have a din of a zav or a nida. So therefore, those kelim remain tahar. And so too, tightly sealed clay charis also remain tahar. And those kelim would only become tamei by hesed, by being moved by a zav or a nida or a zava. And since an ama aret only metame kelim by contact, if not metame kelim the hesed, it wouldn't be metame these kelim by moving them, as only a zava or a nida or a zava is metame behesed, and an amaret is not metame behesed. So therefore, these kelim remain tars, even though an amaret was in the house, guarding the house, even if he came into contact with these kelim, they would not become tame. The ain or roa loa sanachnasin, the loa sayut. But if the chavar who owns the house went far away, that he no longer can see who enters or exits the house, afilu maivo, afilu kapos, hakol tummy. In such a case, even if the amaret who is guarding the house is handicapped, that he cannot move, or even if he was tied up and he can't move, everything in the house is tummy, including mishkavos and moshavos and tightly sealed clay charis, as even though the amaret who is guarding the house cannot be metame these kelim. But since the Baabayas went far away and he doesn't know who entered the house, maybe a Zavah or a Nida entered the house and they could be Metameh, these Kelim. So therefore, everything in the house is Tameh.